AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A senior Obama administration official says the U.S. and Cuba are going to open embassies in Washington and Havana. President Obama and his Secretary of State will announce the major diplomatic move tomorrow morning. Greece is about to become the first developed nation to miss a payment to the International Monetary Fund. President Obama is closely watching the financial crisis.
It's something that we take seriously, but it's not something that I think should prompt overreactions. And so far, I think the markets have properly factored in the risks involved.
U.S. stocks picked up some ground today as investors followed talks between Greece and its creditors. In the meantime, Puerto Rico's financial future hung in limbo today as economists and officials warned that the U.S. territory could lead down the same path Greece is trotting if it's not allowed to declare bankruptcy as it struggles with $72 billion in public debt. Economist Jose Villamil in San Juan says it's unclear whether Puerto Rico's financial crisis will impact the larger U.S. economy.
If there is a presumption in Washington that what happens in Puerto Rico could have a national impact, that we should expect the federal government to assume a much more proactive role in trying to resolve the situation.
Actors Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are divorcing after 10 years of marriage. Just 3 years ago, Affleck told the Associated Press his life was great.
I would say I'm the luckiest guy in the world, and I'm thrilled with everything in my life.
Jennifer Garner told AP 8 years ago she and her husband saw different career paths. Ben and Jen have 3 kids. This is AP Radio News. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has become the 14th major Republican to declare for next year's presidential nomination.
Chris Christie began his run for president in a place that's elected him 3 times, Livingston High School, where he was president of the class of 1980. He promised a campaign full of straight talk, which pleased supporter Fred Luberto, a New Jersey caterer.
I think Chris is a tell-it-all kind of guy, straight, and love it. And being from Jersey, the country's going to love him.
Christie said the country is plagued by the weak leadership of President Obama and can't afford to be turned over to, in his words, Obama's second mate, Hillary Clinton. He did not mention any of his 13 Republican rivals for the nomination. I'm Warren Levinson.
Federal health officials are considering whether to require new warnings and also child-resistant packaging on liquid nicotine that is used in e-cigarettes and other emerging tobacco products. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.